Hey, After Buzzers, I'm Lena Nori, and welcome back to another botched after show. It is season 4, episode 2. We've got purple chicks, we've got horned noses, and we've got deformed butts. So stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. All right, guys. I love this song. We can just keep this song going, Steven. Let's keep it going. All right, guys, I'm so excited for today's episode. So excited, in fact, that I'm here even with stitches on my face. Yes, I had a little procedure myself. I guess I'm officially a part of the botched family. Actually, technically, if I'm a part of the botched family, it didn't go so well, but I think it went great. So anyway, so excited to be here. And before we begin, I want to introduce once again my gorgeous co-hosts, and they'll let you know where you can find them on social media.
Hey, everybody. My name is Anissa Barr. You can find me at Anissa Barr with three R's at the end.
Hi, everybody. My name is Juliet. You can find me at Bonjour Juliet.
Hey, everyone. I'm Stacey Olivas, and you can find me on Twitter at Stacey Olivas and on Instagram, Stacey_Olivas.
Okay, guys, so obviously we're paying booty, 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 rocking everywhere. It seems like everywhere we look, everyone's trying to make their booty bigger and inject their fat in. But before we talk about Connie, we're going to start off with our favorite girl, Tracy, who is such a sweet girl. You know, she has the double horn nose. And so, yeah, we're going to start off by talking about Tracy. Girls, what were your thoughts?
My thought on her was very indifferent and interesting. I liked how I'm surprised it took her 30 years. Am I correct? 30 years for her to finally get that nose done. If I were her, I probably would have done it maybe when I started noticing it. But I think her waiting for that long really, really paid the price right after.
Definitely, definitely. Like you were saying, she was so sweet. And I just, you couldn't help but feel bad for her. And it's like once the insecurity and she thought she was over it, there was kind of a rebirth. Has a pretty nose, goes through high school, and then I think it slowly disintegrated. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, had to go through it again, but came out the other side, so. Yeah.
I think she looked awesome. I was amazed how they took the two horns at the tip together, and they made that look natural again. Mm-hmm. I think she looked great, especially after the surgery. Oh, my gosh, her revealing was amazing. She just looked so confident and happy, and I thought her nose looked like it, and she never had a problem with it.
Right. I was so happy for her at the end, too, when she was just like, and the way that they took some of the pieces from her ear and to make it.
And her rib,
in
too.
There, mm-hmm. And her rib. And I was a little surprised with that because I didn't think that you could take a rib and something from your, you know, part of your ear to the nose. And what's interesting about this was they didn't show so much about doing her surgery on the nose. It was just very like more of the doctors. So I kind of wanted to know and see how come they didn't show.
You wanted the camera to be really up in there?
I want to see how it works.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
I wanted to see it.
That was plenty for me.
I know we're like on the botched after show and I absolutely love this show, but I cannot watch some of these scenes. Like, I swear to God, when he was doing the lipo, which we'll talk about that in a second. So I'm actually glad that I did not see any surgery on the nose. But I did think it was interesting because I love how Dr. Dubrow and Dr. Nassif, Nassif, they have such an interesting dynamic with their show. So you have the crazy character that's like a unicorn, that's like the extreme botch that they obviously refuse to do. And then they have the botched case, which always is very intricate and complicated. Mm-hmm. And then they add that little, like, one character. And it's just that person that has an imperfection or an insecurity and they're looking to fix it. And that's what I felt like Tracy was. Mm-hmm. So when I saw Tracy and she talked about her insecurities and her nose when she was younger, it just makes me realize that so many people have insecurities. And she's not the girl that's looking for, like, the 3,800cc boobs. Yeah. She's not the girl that wants, you know, to have like purple skin. She's just that girl that, you know, has a little imperfection on her face and she wants to fix it. So I'm all about Tracy's success story. I think they did obviously an incredible job. I'm not gonna lie, the ear part, like when she was doing the follow-up, I know he had mentioned that he's gonna remove it from her ears, like the extra cartilage, but when you actually saw how like inflamed her ears were. And they looked like a little bit infected. I'm not sure if it was infected or if that's like a part of the healing process. But it's crazy how much goes into these corrections. Like you virtually have so much time and energy that's spent on healing.
And one thing with that, it's kind of mind-blowing that with her nose, it's more, okay, now we're going to do another little surgery as well. You're getting like a 2-in-1 type of surgery for the nose. So I thought that was a little interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. Yeah. And what they kept on saying is that this nose was kind of a thing of a past. And then I was wondering, it makes you think, like, if the way surgery is progressing today, what if you get a procedure today and then, like, in 30 years, that's a thing of the past. And that wasn't maybe the right decision. It was the right decision now, but won't be then. And I think it's a lot of things to consider if you are going to go in for a procedure like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what the doctor had said. He said that back then when she did the procedure, it was common to take out a lot of cartilage. Mm-hmm. So there's always, like, those narrow noses, and she had such thin skin from it. So, yeah, I mean, even, you know, we talked about last episode, this whole, like, you know, which we'll talk about when we get into Connie, but this whole thing where people are, like, transforming and sculpting their bodies and putting these foreign things into their bodies, and you don't realize that you're doing something permanent that potentially could just be, like, a current trend, but not going to be in style. Yeah. Like, remember when, like, you used to have, like, the thin, like, penciled eyebrows?
Yeah.
And now, right now, everyone's doing, like, the eyebrow sculpting thing or whatever. What is it called?
Microblading.
Microblading. Yeah. So now people are microblading. Before it was, like, the thin eyebrows. Next thing you know, it's going to be, like, the unibrow. Like, it's just, everything's changing. So I definitely would never do anything permanent unless I'm, like, even tattoos. How many people get tattoos and they regret it? Who here got a tattoo and regrets it?
Hey, I have never gotten a tattoo.
Yeah, no.
No tattoo? Wait, what did you get?
Long story short, I decided to go to Melrose, not my current tattoo artist, and I said, screw it, I want a tattoo. The girl put numbing cream on me, and it burnt pretty
much
your
my
skin. No, my skin. I'm scarred all over now.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. From and the tattoo.
Yeah, it's not even like a year old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it was from the numbing cream, or a combination of the numbing cream and the procedure?
The numbing cream and the tattoo. So she put numbing cream before, which I'm an idiot. I should have said, like, no. And then after the numbing cream kind of was okay, she started tattooing me.
But I promise you, you're never going to go to a random tattoo artist ever again. Kids, if you're watching, do not go to a random tattoo artist.
No. No way.
Lesson learned.
So I thought what was my favorite part, and I don't know how you guys feel about these reveals. Like, how does that feel? Like, who would you guys want? So if you're in your own room and you just got, like, your dream surgery, your dream correction, who would you have as, like, your top five people in the room?
My mother, my sister, my other sister, and, like, pretty much my family. Because I don't, you know, if it's social, we have so much social media these days. It's like I could just post it on social media and then people that are whatever could look at
so impersonal,
but
just,
like,
post it on Snapchat.
Sure, why not? But, like, when it comes to, like, stuff like that, your first reveal, I'd rather, like, my family to see it first before anybody else.
You don't even have to go to, like, weddings anymore these days. You just have to, like,
go
on Snapchat and then it's like you're out and people aren't even, like, having fun. They're just, it's all about, like, the video. Hey, I'm not gonna lie, I care about the snap.
So instead of their personal wedding video, you got Snapchat as your wedding video.
You're, like, there, but you're not really there.
Yeah.
Stacey, who would you want in the room with you?
Probably, like, my girlfriends, my close girlfriends. I don't know about family, but, yeah, my girlfriends.
Yeah, I think I would definitely want my girlfriends there. And you could tell she had her girlfriends and her family there, and they were just all so happy to see her. But they were not necessarily happy about aesthetically her nose. It was what her nose meant to her. Mm-hmm. Her mom, I believe, or I forget who, was saying, like, you have a new light in your eye, and it's this really huge rebirth, and I'm really happy for her. And this, it was a really beautiful botched story.
Yeah, definitely it was.
Her nose looked amazing. Like, it was totally transformed.
Right, 85% I believe it was. And
yeah.
I actually, speaking of 85%, I love that they say that. I love that they walk in and they give you, like, realistic expectation. Mm-hmm. He doesn't say, I'm going to fix it. He doesn't say it's perfect, like, when he was talking about her nose.
Yeah.
He's like, expect about 85%, and then naturally it's going to take about a year for, like, swelling to go down and stuff like that. And then you saw that Dr. Dubrow also, when he was, you know, correcting with the girl's bottom, he goes, there's no manual for this. Like, I'm going to do what I can, and I'm going to do my best to sculpt it, but also, like, don't be unrealistic. And then he goes, expect scars.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's so refreshing to go to a doctor that's, like, honest with you. He's like, hey, this is what you're getting. And honesty really does go a long way. And also researching your doctor goes a long way.
Yes. And knowing people who went to that doctor before, I think that's really important.
Mm-hmm. Getting, like we always say, get a second opinion, a third, a fourth, a fifth, and the list needs to go on and on until you are 100% sure. And even at that, again, there's risk. There's so many factors that come in. So you need to be really careful with the decisions you make.
Yeah, definitely.
It's funny. So as I'd mentioned to you guys, I have like the stitches on my face. And it was just a simple procedure. It was a mole removal. For those of you that are wondering that have seen me on the other after shows, I had a mole here that was growing that we've been monitoring for a year. So I just had it removed just to be safe. And also, I'm not going to lie, but you know, at some point, we all have our insecurities and things like grow on us. And even though it's such a simple procedure and it's a dermatologist that I've worked with in the past, he was like, listen, you need to be very responsible with your stitches. Mm-hmm. If you work out, go to the gym, or you sweat, or for any reason you get any kind of tearing, he's like, you can get bacteria in there. And once you get bacteria, he's like, we're going to have to cut out some of your skin. And this is like,
oh my gosh,
right for focused on my face. So even something as small, like who would think like a mole removal is so serious? But my doctor, who's Dr. Sire, by the way, he's an incredible doctor. I respected that about him. I respected that even with such a simple procedure, he's like, as long as you follow all the criteria, you're good. But, you know, be knowledgeable that if you aren't responsible and you don't do these procedures responsibly, there's so many bad things that can happen after the fact. So for me, like, I've been panicking, like, all week. It's like, my face hurts. I can't eat. I couldn't even eat a hot dog, which sounds really weird, by the way. But, yeah, I couldn't even eat a hot dog. But anyways, and this is something so small. So I can't imagine, like, when they get their, like, when Tracy got her nose done, if anybody even, like, elbows you, let's just say you're out at dinner or you're, like, bending over picking up your kid's toy and your kid just happens to, like, bump you in the head. Mm-hmm. Like, that ruins your procedure and it's insane that people don't think about how long the healing process is, you know, but obviously in Tracy's case, 100%, I would have done that correction and, you know, she looked absolutely incredible. But if it was my room, I would definitely want my family there, even though some of them are quite judgmental. If you're watching, you know exactly who you are. You're very judgmental, even though I love you. So, yeah. Okay, so now that we're done talking about Tracy, let's talk about Big Booty. So we started off with a booty, 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 rocking everywhere. And that was for Connie, who moved 1,600 cc's on her left cheek, and then I believe 1,400 cc's on her right.
Yep.
Holy moly.
My goodness. I felt like it was more like cellulite that I seen than it just dropping. But at the end, I thought it looked really great, as always. These doctors are amazing at what they do.
Yeah. What was the most disturbing is that she was saying that her butt didn't feel like a part of her body. And I can't even imagine whether it's your butt, your arm, or whatever, not part of you, you feel like that's not you, then so must be so uncomfortable. And she was saying it was hard. There's just so many factors that were wrong aesthetically and for her own comfort. So considering all the stakes and all the complications, and even the doctor himself saying there's no manual book, I'm breaking all the rules, he's in surgery, he's breaking everything he's been taught. So that shows you that like you're saying, the doctors are amazing. He's able to get these results. I do think the butt, like, it's not an amazing ass, to be honest. It's not something you're like, oh, I want that.
Right.
But the progression, man, like, these guys
It looked
great.
Good in the jeans, though.
Yeah, she did. She looked better after. Yeah. I just don't understand, like, why would you... I was so confused, because I'm like, why would you go back to the same doctor again after he messed it up the first time? Like, she went back to him to fix it, and then he told her to put
You mean the gynecologist? Why did she go back to the gynecologist for booty injections?
Yeah.
And what's weird with this is that she went to New York for this procedure the first time out of all states. New York City. You would think New York City would be have one of the best doctors as well.
Well, I'm sure he's a great gynecologist. You know, he's just not the doctor just mentioned there's a difference between someone that does like plastic, it's an actual plastic certified surgeon versus someone that does cosmetic surgery. So
I thought that was really good that they mention that, because as silly as it sounds, you know, you hear cosmetic surgery, plastic surgery, I think people get stuck on the word surgery. They're like, oh, it's the same thing. And even though you're supposed to do your research, it's a mistake that I feel like we see a lot in the botched patients. I think myself, like, I didn't really know the correct term when I got my hair done, and it turned out completely different, and I hated my hair. Definitely different stakes, but it's really important to know the language and what's good and what's not good. So do not go see a cosmetic surgeon for plastic surgery.
Yeah, you like hair, yeah. I mean, listen, I'm very sensitive about my hair. There's a lot of work that goes into this hair. So I wouldn't want to go to someone that's going to, like, even if you're bleaching your hair, you could, like, burn it. And then how long does it take to grow hair back? But on your body, I don't understand how people don't do their research. Like, not just Yelp, because I've I've personally, which I'm not going to get into, that's a whole different story. Maybe I'll get into it on another show. But there's so many doctors that they either get the Yelp reviews removed. Like, for example, if there's any kind of discrepancy in a procedure and someone wants a refund or there's a lawsuit involved, you know, potentially they're telling people, oh, we'll give you your money back, but you have to, like, remove your Yelp review. Or I've seen so many people mention that they get, like, discounts.
Oh, yeah.
Like, before the procedure even starts, they'll say, excellent experience, and it's because they got 25% off. And because you'll notice that if you keep reading down, someone that's actually honest, and thank you, whoever's out there, thank you to all you people who actually are honest. They say, I got offered 25% off or whatever the percentage is off to give a review before the procedure even happened. What? So a lot of times you're on Yelp thinking what you're finding is factual,
yeah,
and it's not. So you got to go, you know, there's like health grades. I know there's like tons of other outlets and stuff, but just definitely, I mean, just do your research. Like a gynecologist for liposuction.
Yeah.
Well, because they can get they can get certified, but they don't have to go through like a whole like surgeon fellowship type thing, I guess, to get become a surgeon. Well, they're a surgeon, but they went and did something like an extra thing, like cosmetic surgery on the side. Like probably.
And then he just added more fat. Who just adds more fat?
I don't.
I love how the doctor was responding. He goes, "Not trying to be a hater, but," and like explaining this, it was really kind of funny because he didn't want to, he was calling out people without, you know, he didn't want to criticize the plastic surgeon, the cosmetic surgeons, but it's kind of know where you're supposed to be.
And he told her to put a yoga mat around her after she was done getting.
You can go on. Why would you go back? Why would you not report this person?
You can literally go on Amazon and buy those compression waist things for like $19, and if you have Amazon Prime, you get it in 2 days. So the fact that he's telling her to cut up and then the books. Someone please go get me 2 books because I want to try and see, because I want my butt to be smaller. I actually don't like it bigger. I want it to like shrink. So if you girls have 2 books that you guys can give me so I can...
We'll lend you some.
What's weird is what something that I caught my eye with this is that I wonder how, when she was done with the first surgery, how well did she take care of herself? Because that's always a big factor into going with these surgeries. Because from my knowing of something, a family member did get their, you know, butt done by doing the same thing what she did.
Tell us who it is. Tell us.
I can't.
Reveal.
I'll tell you after.
We're gonna check out her Instagram and see who it is. Right. We're going to look for the booty. Hashtag booty.
And the person couldn't sit on their butt, sleep on their back for about 2 to 3 weeks.
So how did they go to the bathroom?
Happened. Well, you can use a restroom, but you have to squat.
Oh, my gosh. That's so uncomfortable.
So, but you have to wear... with this baby, like, one of those little baby things. It's hard to explain what it is. I don't even know what it is. But you have to sit on it in order for your butt to, like, stay its own shape. And, hey, the person did it, and it looked fine, but I didn't agree with it. But, yeah, that's what I'm wondering on. How well did she take care of it after the procedure? Because she could have... totally took care of it and she would have been fine.
She used a yoga mat and books.
But exactly. She used it and that made her butt look the way it looked. From what I think.
Yoga mat. Books.
You know, like when you try to put a book on your head and walk straight, I wonder if like there's any tricks with the books, or I still don't understand how she did it.
And it's funny, like the craziest part to me is he said, I actually have an opening today. So I'm very busy, but I have an opening today. And if you want, I can fit you in. If that's not, like, a cheap car salesman...
Yeah.
I don't know what is. Like, how is a doctor available?
Yeah, that's what the doctors were saying. Yeah. Dr. Dubrow, he was saying, like, if they're available right that same day, that means they don't have that many clients or patients.
And they're money hungry.
Yeah. So...
Exactly. I think on top of that, you need to have that honesty, as we were talking about in the beginning of the episode, is that these are major, major decisions you're making to transform your body. You need to have that doctor that's going to be like, okay, this is how it would go. Go home, think about it, take a week, talk to your family members. No, he's like, let's do it right away. So that's a red flag. I can't believe she went in, to be honest with
you. Yeah.
So before we go on to Bunny, who we're all excited to talk about, what was up and what do you guys think about Connie's Minnie Mouse ears and her tiaras? And then at the end, I think it was a bunny ear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was a bunny because she had the bunny tail in the back. Little,
yeah.
I mean, I think that's just her personality. And, you know, at the end of the day, not everybody wants to be an adult. So doing that and all that fun stuff is, you know, good for her. One thing that really caught my eye is that she said that this procedure, the scarring would be her warrior scars. So I'm kind of curious on why did she say that? I get it because she had it before, but I have warrior scars. So I want to know, I want her to give me a reason why did she mention that?
I think it's because, like, she has been through a traumatic experience, mm-hmm. you know, call it what it is. Everyone has a different way they see trauma, but mm-hmm. having a part of your body that doesn't feel like your body anymore, she mm-hmm. can't feel her butt, you know, that, I know it sounds silly,
she's got bricks in her butt.
That's bricks in her butt. She said that, you know, she, like you guys are saying, she loves to wear the Mickey Mouse stuff and feel like a kid. Mm-hmm. She couldn't do that anymore because she didn't feel like herself. So mm-hmm. she lost a sense of herself mm-hmm. and thanks to the doctors was able to regain it.
Mm-hmm. And the feeling in her butt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More importantly, yes.
Yeah.
I don't like the whole squatting, what you were telling me they have to do. Squatting, yeah. Going to the restroom.
What if you, like, what if you're on the toilet for, like, longer than a minute? Like, what if you're going number two? How do you squat for that long?
I'll ask
I'm not trying to be gross, but seriously, like...
Yeah, some serious, like...
Like, sometimes I take out the Snapchat, and I spend, like, a good, you know... Spending...
Hello?
It's not necessarily that I'm using the restroom that entire time, but it's that... I'm just checking everybody's Insta stories while I'm on the toilet. Chilling. Don't worry, I have disinfecting wipes. I'm just kidding. But seriously, all jokes aside, the reason why I asked about the Mickey Mouse ears, or Minnie Mouse ears, is that growing up is a trap. Like, you know how we get so excited to, like, grow up? Mm-hmm. So I actually love Connie. Mm-hmm. I think Connie, like, yeah, I'm making fun of her booty having bricks in it, but I love her energy. I love the fact that she wants to be a kid. I mean, I have a Disneyland season pass. I have a Six Flags season pass. I have a Universal season pass. And it's because there's just something refreshing about being a kid. Mm-hmm. There's, like, no worries. And it's like, yeah, we all have insecurities, but I feel like as we get older, your insecurities are just, like, this little, yeah. like, dark cloud around you. Mm-hmm. And it, like, eats you up. So... And, I mean, in Connie's case, yeah, of course, she should have done her research. But I think that a lot of people trust or are too trusting of what people say. Mm-hmm. So she's just another example of, like, a very young, innocent sweetheart, you know, that trusts too easily. And ultimately, it led to now she trusted him for a second time. Mm-hmm. And it's sad because she's just such a sweet girl. And, I mean, I wouldn't go around wearing Minnie Mouse ears, but I would if I was going to Disneyland. I would definitely wear Minnie Mouse ears going to Disneyland.
I would wear the cat ears, though. Those are cute. Little cat ears.
I'm allergic to cats. I don't like cats. Sorry.
Wait, so how long ago did she get the surgery? Was it like 2 years or before?
Right after her baby. So yeah, she was saying, like, that everything was sagging.
Yeah.
Wanted everything back into place.
She was 25. Around 25.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but again, I think it just... There's something to be said. At the end, she got that confidence. And mm-hmm. I think this is... We are not here to judge, but I think too often people will judge people who are going to get plastic mm-hmm. surgery. And this only benefits her. And it's also nice to see these doctors. They're not judgmental at all.
No.
Even with the next character we're going to talk about, like, I didn't feel like they were that judgmental. Seeing a purple girl walk in mm-hmm. and... Yeah, they just did their job.
So. They see everything, probably.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're all super happy for Connie, and yes, we're glad that it was such a successful procedure. Mm-hmm. I mean, her bottom looked amazing in those jeans. Mm-hmm. I know they mentioned they wanted it a little bit more lifted. I would just recommend maybe just doing some squats the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
When you have a headache, drink some lemon and water. When you want to have an apple bottom, do some squats. Go to spin. Mm-hmm. But, so Connie, good luck, obviously, mm-hmm. and we're so happy that it worked out well for her. Now let's talk about Bunny.
Bunny.
Who looks like Barney, but is Bunny. What did you guys think about Bunny?
She was definitely eccentric.
Definitely. Eccentric.
What was she, by the way? Was she like that troll with the jewel?
I don't know. She was...
Ooh.
Is that what it was?
Maybe.
I didn't even think of that.
What's that called? The stuff with the hair. Those little dolls.
Yeah, they were...
They're trolls.
Are they trolls?
Yeah. But they did have a name. They're like the trolls and like you rub the belly, but I figured if she was the troll, so she would have come in with like a...
Yeah.
Unless maybe that was, like, her own thing.
I feel like it was. But it was funny because I feel like she was a little lazy in the sense where it's... You could tell she... So she paints her skin that color to be purple. And then you see her take her shirt off and you're like, oh, she only colored up to here and here. And I'm like, but you knew you were taking... Going to show doctors. Why do you half-ass it? Come on, Chicago.
Now, it's interesting because obviously the doctors turned her away. Which I absolutely love that, you know, they have like a fine line and they like to stick on that line. You know, they don't kind of teeter tatter across the line. So what are your guys' thoughts on that? You think like he could have done something to help her or...
Don't touch her.
Yeah.
Like, those boobs look like they're going to explode. Like, her skin looked like it was going to rip really fast.
Definitely. And I do think they did help her. They gave her amazing advice.
Yeah.
They gave her really round advice. Number one, don't do it. What's done. Like, you've gone enough. Embrace what you have. And there's a time when you've pushed that limit and you have. So that was their number one advice. But what I really liked also is that they kind of know in the back of their mind, if someone's set to do something and they want to go all out, they'll find ways to do it. So the fact that he was like, okay, if you're really, really set, I'm telling you, don't do it. Don't do it. Take them out, wait 6 months to a year, but I don't. You shouldn't do it. I thought that was really refreshing that he was,
but
made sure everything was rounded.
What would have happened? It just would have been skin hanging, right?
Probably.
There's no way she would have been okay with that.
No, that's what she said. She's like, I can't imagine going a few months without my breast. So
this is something that's, I like comics. I know what Comic-Con is. I'm very into that stuff. And this is something that's, in a way, I don't want to put the mood down, but sad, because when it comes to comic books and video games, this is what you get when it comes to their fantasies. With any type of comic or video game that you see, these women that they create are not realistic. And unfortunately, I remember, I guess it was her boyfriend that was with her. He said, unfortunately, hope doesn't make a reality, because she was hoping to get this procedure. And I think it's really sad, because this does what happens. It makes young girls be like, oh my gosh, I want to look like that. So they go out and do these procedures and they do this stuff to their body. And as much as they want to do different things, you will get turned down. And the way she looked, I think she looked fine. She doesn't need no more procedure. I liked her character, like what she's doing. I think she's great for comics. That if that's her, that's it is her thing. And she, I was looking at her Instagram and she has like 112,000 followers, so she's doing something right.
The doctor said, sorry, you gotta leave some things alone. And yeah, I think, you know, she had got to that point and I think she needs to leave certain things alone.
They said she'd have a uniboob, whatever that is. Uniboob.
Yeah,
like they come together, I guess.
I don't know. That's what I kept hearing. What's a
uniboob? How does that happen?
I think it's so interesting what you just said. Not picking on it, but I think it's enlightening. You said she's doing well because she has, you know, you said 112,000 followers on Instagram. And it's so crazy how we value social media and we assume as people, and I'm one of those people, you know, I'm on Instagram and, you know, I do, you know, blogging and photos and stuff, but that we base our securities and how we feel and our self-esteem based on how many followers we have or how many likes we have. And I mean, she even said people think her boobs are real. Who on earth would think your boobs are real? Because that was her whole basis. She says that in order to be, you know, to be the comic, she has to look like a cartoon. She has to be a comic. And because her boobs look so real, or because everyone still thinks they're real, that she has to continue to grow them. Like, who on earth thinks your boobs, that I believe she said she started at 850cc and then they like bottomed out, and what did it go up to? She said like, doesn't remember?
I forget. 2kcc.
Yeah, it went up to 2000cc's.
So much.
And she says that people tell her boobs are real. Like, I don't know if she's basing it off of like
one person,
the Instagram followers, like the one comment she got, but it's crazy how much value we put on like our perception of what people think of us. Myself included. Right. I'm not like immune to that, but it's crazy because one person probably made one comment to her, and it was probably her boyfriend, and he said, babe, your boobs kind of still look real, we gotta fix it. And now she's like, boom, I gotta go get surgery, I need to get bigger. Even though literally they look like they're gonna rip.
Exactly. So it's like one with these, I don't want to say these people, but the people who are obsessed with a certain goal and getting a certain place, it's when is enough. And I think that's why they were saying, on top of all the medical reasons that they were saying we can't do this, part of it is that they know that big is just never going to be big enough.
Ever.
And I think it was weird because, like, when she was wearing her shirt, her boobs were very, like, sagging down. So maybe that's something that somebody probably commented, oh, they look so real because they were sagging a little bit. So that was probably something.
Well, so by the way, I think it was her friend,
yeah,
Paul, she came out literally wearing like some weird cheap bondage thing. And listen, if that's your thing, like, more power to you. But it did not look good. And he said, it looks awesome.
I think it's that world.
It
though.
Was, it looked like, yeah, it was like, going to explode. It actually wasn't like her size. And it's like, nothing against Paul, but what kind of a friend are you if you're promoting like these insecurities?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, at some point, if you have a friend and they're like going through stuff, and like, listen, she was so sweet. She was super sweet. Yeah, and even like the whole opening when she talked about why she does the cosplays, that she said that you're making a comic character real life and you can ultimately be like whoever you want to be. And that's a beautiful thing, because sometimes people use that as like an escape. It's like why people like to play video games or why people like to read books. It's like you have these insecurities and you can live through these characters. So that's a beautiful thing in itself. I love that she dresses up. But obviously she clearly has a problem. Mm-hmm. And it's like he says, you look... It looks awesome.
Maybe he just wanted to, like, watch her.
Oh,
like,
he definitely...
Yeah. I was like, she's like, he comes with me to, like, go and try on stuff. I'm like...
It's her friend, right? She said,
like,
my friend...
really, really good friend. Is
what
yeah. Especially
is
the
it too really?
Especially when she was going in and wearing these different types of outfits, and she goes, does this look good on me? Or, is this okay? I'm just like, girl... You're fine. Mm-hmm. Like, you look better than me, but you're good. You're good. And it, just like you guys said, it's just not okay for somebody to tell her, hey, yeah, that looks great. Because in reality, come on, we have real legit friends. They're not going to tell everything that looks on you is great. Right. So you don't have to lie to her.
It was funny also seeing Dr. Nassif, like, prepping for her. He was like, oh, rolling his eyes. He was like, who do we have now? And it's true that when you're dealing with characters who are so sweet, who, like, the butt and the nose patient we were just talking about, who just really want to get these small things fixed to have this rebirth and this burst of confidence, versus these people who's kind of taking it to the limit, as we're saying, it definitely is not something that gives him motivation. He's rolling his eyes, and he's just like, ugh, do we have to? And they even said from the get-go, we're just going to give her advice, because I think they knew that they didn't want to touch her.
Mm-hmm. And I love it, even though they make it so comical, like, they're like, oh, the purple girl is coming in. They're still so supportive. Mm-hmm. Like, they give them that emotional support. They're not sitting there, like, putting them down or, you know, talking badly about them. Because at the end of the day, you know, we sit here and we give our commentary on what we think about Tracy, Connie, Bunny. But they're just like us. They're women that have insecurities. Some of them act on them a lot more than others. Maybe some of us even here act on our insecurities more than them. Mm-hmm. But it's so sad, because, like, I feel guilty sometimes. Like, I make a comment, I'm just obviously being funny, or I'm trying to be funny, not that I'm funny. And then I feel so guilty after. I'm like, oh, but she was so nice.
Yeah,
but it's really, in Bunny's case, she needs help. But at least, I think you said that you looked her up on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
At least for the most part, it looks like she kind of, like, left it alone.
No, she left it alone. It looked like, it didn't look like she did anything to herself.
Unlike, if you guys remember, Martina Big.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Poor girl. Like, by the way, last week I said Martha Big. Just to clarify, it's Martina Big. But yeah, moving on. So back to Martina, I think that it's, it was awesome that, at least from what we see so far, unless we're wrong, of course, and if we are wrong, go ahead and comment below. On any commentary you guys can, but it looks like she kind of stuck to the doctor's advice.
Mm-hmm. What's funny is that, not funny, but something that it kind of was funny, when she was like, oh yeah, you're Wolverine and you're the other one, and then they're like trying to like compete on who's who. So I thought that was a little funny.
Mm-hmm. To see the doctors kind of get at it.
Yeah. They're
always teasing each other. Yeah. You know, like, even on like Instagram and stuff, they're like super teasing each other all the time.
Yeah, well, I think you have to when you work that many hours with each other. You just gain that kind of relationship. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was sweet. They're a really good pair. And again, like I was saying, Nassif was rolling his eyes, like he didn't want to do it, and the other doctor was, you know, we're gonna go in. We're trying to build him up. So they're a really good team. They work well together and are able to achieve a lot. So that's why I love the show.
Something I would love to know, and maybe if we hopefully soon we'll get the doctors in studio so we can do some interviews with them. How do they even, like, all day long they just touch boobs and touch asses, right? Sorry, excuse my language. Touch
booties.
Bottoms, booties. So you're touching boobies and booties all day long, and some of them happen to be like terrible jobs, like infections. Like, remember, like last week, the whole implant busted, and then there's like a preview for next week, and it looks like there's Coca-Cola in like one of the implants. How do they even look at boobs and butts anymore after that? Like, don't you think at some point they're like, I do this for a living, I see this so much, it's in my face, I see the worst cases, honey, I don't want to see your booty tonight.
I feel like they have to block it. Like, they have to like become immune to it in order like to cope and like get through the day. I mean, they probably see so much all the time,
right? Yeah, I was in a situation where I had to get a emergency procedure when I was a senior in high school, and they told me, hey, we have to go down there, and I'm like, why? They're like, we have to put an incision in there. I'm like, why? I was like uncomfortable. So when they did that, I kind of like, you know, mentally prepared myself, okay, these doctors probably see this all the time.
Yeah.
It's nothing inappropriate. It's something that's going to help me. So it made me think about a better way, felt more comfortable that, okay, I have to just go with it, because I don't want to get too detailed, but they check you, make sure everything's good down there, and then they're like, okay, let's do it. And I'm just like, oh my God. So
it's like a job.
It was like a job, yeah, pretty much.
So it's because it was a male doctor, that's why?
It was just different, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, as long as the doctor's good, I feel like.
and he's been my doctor for about 25 years, so.
Okay.
Yeah. I have men doctors, I have female doctors. As long as they're good doctors, that's all that matters.
Yeah. All that matters, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think they're still attracted to their wives and, like, girls who date, or not, one of them single, but dating and stuff. So I think it's not, I don't
well,
know.
I think you separate yourself between, yeah, like, the science man and the man.
I wonder if, like, imagine you're, like, out for, I think it's Dr. Nassif, right? Yeah. That's, like, now divorced. Sorry. Anyways. Not, like, I'm not airing his laundry that everybody obviously knows about it. But I wonder when if he's, like, out at dinner or something, and he's, like, out on a date, if the girl's like, oh, this is so much fun. So what do you think I need done? Like, do you think I need, like, what do you think of my nose? Like, I can't imagine that when they're not at work, that they do not want to talk about work.
Yeah.
But they're, like, on TV, so many people know them for that. So I can imagine, like, if they're out places, or, you know, people want photos or autographs. They're like, hey, by the way, what do you think? Do you think I need anything done? It's probably like, I'm not working. Please.
With that, I remember...
Please call the office.
Yeah. Right. Remember in this episode, he even met... I think one of the doctors mentioned, like, if a doctor recommends something for you, don't do it. And like you said, if someone's going to come up to him like, oh my God, do you think I need this and this? I don't think he would recommend you need anything. Unless it's, you know, it is a botched procedure, then maybe, but...
Unless he's recommending a therapist.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, hey, you're right. Don't need that done, but if you're looking for a psychiatrist, which you really need, I can definitely refer one to you. So what do you guys think of next week?
Oh, I
saw a little
excited.
Bit of a teaser.
So excited for the transgender model that got his cheekbones chiseled. I want to see that.
Yeah.
How do you even do that? I mean, we're going to obviously find out, yeah. But...
I don't know. I mean, I thought the only time you would ever get your cheeks done is, like, Botox or something. Interesting. I am interested in the girl with the
Coca-Cola boob? I swear to God, he, like, lifted the baggie, and I was like, is that Coke in there?
I'm not sure if it was that one, because there was two women with the breast procedure. So it was the one with the really bad scarring on left one, and the other one looked kind of
bad.
Fine. So that was something I'm kind of interested in, because how did that happen?
Right. Yeah, I think I'm very excited to see those as well. But I realize I'm more excited to see all these people from different backgrounds and their outlook on life. Mm-hmm. My favorite quote was after she got her nose done, she says, you know, this makes me feel like I can take on the world. And that's so beautiful. And she was saying the future is unlimited. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's such a beautiful sentiment. And I wish, you know, I want to remind myself that the future is unlimited. So mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to seeing, even though it's these crazy purple people we see sometimes, I feel like they all have a lesson to give. So that's what I'm most excited about.
Yeah.
The main lessons.
So before we wrap things up, I want to ask each of you girls, what is your guilty pleasure if you could do one plastic surgery? Now, it could be liposuction, it could be anything. What would it be and why?
I thought about this, and I always wanted to get my breasts done. I think it's because I have the smallest ones in my family, and
can you hers are bigger than mine, and she just said I have the smallest ones. Can we please clarify relative to her family, not that they're small, they're
push a bra girl.
Victoria's Secret ladies, push up bra.
Bombshell.
Double padded.
No, I don't.
What happens when the bombshell is not on though? Is it like a?
Well, I don't know. Personally, I just always felt like, because like on one side, you could feel bone, like bone part area, and then one side you could just feel fine. So I felt with that, I think it would be better for me if I would get them done, so I don't have to feel the bone, because it's just uncomfortable.
Can I feel the bone?
Sure.
I'm just kidding. I was trying to creep on her right now.
I don't know. I think maybe a little lipo or tummy. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I would. I don't know.
It's just a guilty. It's like a what if.
What if?
Not like you're going to go do it
free
tomorrow.
Surgery. Free surgery.
I know.
Surgery.
In case anybody wants to give her a free surgery, let us know. Colin.
Yes.
Watch me on this show. Free surgery, I don't think you should ever do. If we've learned one lesson, that might be one of them.
Or like a Groupon surgery.
Oh my gosh.
I take that back. I know people that have done procedures with like very good, like notable facilities, and it's mainly because they offer it like off seasons when people aren't really doing a lot of surgeries
in Hollywood.
That's true.
For you?
What would
you do?
Stacey. Oh, what would I do? Yeah. I do my nose. I don't know why. I just hate my nose.
Your nose looks amazing.
I hate it. I mean, I don't hate it. I've embraced it. But since I was little, I've always wanted to do my nose. But I'm probably not going to do it. So, well.
What about you?
Okay, so for me, I've never been like the type to really want to do surgery. Half because I feel like I'm crazy and that I will freak out that the worst, like, I always think the worst case. And I know that's anxiety. I get it. But anyways, so I always freak out worst case. So actually, one thing, and I was actually talking about this last night to my boyfriend's friend, is that, like, when I was younger, my brother, I flipped off my brother. I flipped him the bird. And in retaliation, he took my finger and cracked it sideways.
You're kidding me.
So I don't know if you guys obviously can't see, but I have, like, a bone hanging out, and there's, like, look, that scar is still there. Wow. And it's so ugly, so it's, like, crooked, right?
I feel like
on your wedding day, you know, like, have you seen those, like, wedding videos? I know I watch a lot of wedding videos, but they, like, zoom in on, like, the wedding hand. So, like, I'm going to have this beautiful ring, whatever it is, hopefully one day soon. This beautiful ring and then this, like, ugly crooked finger, right? So yesterday I was talking to one of my boyfriend's friends and I asked him, I'm like, can you please fix my finger? So it'd definitely be correcting the kind of, like, crack or crookedness in my finger.
Can you go straight like this? I want to see. So it's dead.
And it was never, like, done, like, properly, so, like, I can't even, like, close it. Guys, I have a deformed finger, but anyways.
No, you can't tell.
I love this deformed finger, and thank God it's on my left hand and not my right hand, but yeah, that's what I would correct, and it's a part of me, and it was definitely a botched procedure, that's for sure, but it wasn't my fault. No. Not that it was my mom's fault, but it wasn't my fault. Yeah, so that would be my little guilty pleasure. If you guys are tuning in, let us know your guilty pleasures and anything that you would love to do, and remember, as she just said, anything in moderation, anything that makes you happy, anything that makes you feel better. Mm-hmm. We're not, you know, Mr. Rogers here, but we want everyone to be happy, and we definitely don't want to judge anybody. So once again, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we're so looking forward to episode 3 next week. And before we tune out, everyone let her know your social media accounts and where everybody can follow you guys.
All right, you guys could find me at Anissa Bar with 3 R's because I am Anissa Bar.
Hey, you can follow me at Bonjour Juliette.
And you guys can find me at Stacey Olivas.
And I'm Lena Nori. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. You can find me on Twitter at Lena Nori _ and my crooked finger. See you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.